Now we have Julie from Melbourne. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Morning. Yes, go ahead.
Hi. I'm just ringing because my daughter Bianca has been abducted in international waters by the Israeli military, and is being held without any information being given to us from anyone.
How long has she been held for?
Well, it's just happened since
Just
I
happened.
woke up this morning to
Right.
messages that drones were over the boats,
Right.
and it's kind of happening in real time. But her boat was, she was on the mothership, SAF,
Yeah.
and that was one of the first to be seized.
Do
So
you
they've been out of communications contact for over 4 hours. They were sighted being boarded, and yeah, so,
Right.
and the Israelis have admitted to having captured at least seven, of which that is one of them.
Right. Now, your daughter's an Australian citizen?
Yes, Dr. Bianca Webb-Pullman, she's a doctor, and
Right.
she went on it as a doctor,
Right.
delivering medical humanitarian aid to Gaza.
And how about the Minister for Foreign Affairs or the Department? Have they contacted you in any way?
I've contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and they're following it very closely. They are fairly limited in what they can do at the moment because they're in the middle of international waters, in the middle of the sea,
Right.
and apparently they can only provide consular services once they've been detained,
Right.
but that requires them to know where they're detained. I mean, they can't just board an Israeli boat in the
Yes,
middle of the
yes.
Mediterranean to
So
provide
how far
consular
out
services.
from Israel were, do you know how far out from
Well,
Israel
they're
the
in
bus?
Greece. They're just off Greece.
They're
They're,
just off Greece.
Jeez.
yeah, so they're nowhere near Israel.
Right.
Nowhere near
Yeah,
it.
right. Well, that's extraordinary, isn't it? They're getting more and more emboldened, the Israeli military these days, with
Yeah,
that.
well, the thing is that this is, they're in international waters off the coast of Greece. It's like the Chinese, imagine the furore there would be if Chinese authorities started, Navy came in and started plucking people off Australian international waters off Australia.
Yes. Has the ABC or the Guardian shown any interest?
Not at this point, though I think there's press conferences in Sydney and Brisbane.
At the moment, as we speak.
I think at 11, I think they're going to be, 11 o'clock.
Is
Something
that
like that.
from which department is that?
No, that's from
Oh, they're
No, that's press
through press
conferences.
conferences, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
No.
extraordinary that they were actually kidnapped off the coast of Greece. Do you know if there
Greece.
are any
Yeah.
other Australians in the in these boats?
There's about 18 Australians altogether.
Right.
So there's lots of Australians. And yeah, several Australians have been detained already. Yeah, intercepted. And yeah, there's just, I mean, this is absolutely outrageous that this would even be permitted to happen. But I frankly don't expect Penny Wong to do much at all. She's an absolute embarrassment, almost as embarrassing as Albanese and his crawling on his knees to pick up the turds that drop out of Trump's nappies.
Well, she's floating around somewhere
No,
on her way to Japan or South
she's
Korea,
in
isn't she?
China at the minute.
I thought she'd been past there.
Yeah, so is there anything our listeners can do to help?
Well, I think what we have to do is absolutely put as much pressure on Penny Wong and Albanese and as we can to get all the Australians immediately released, but also to hold Israel accountable for these acts of piracy
Well, if they've taken them in
and
international waters, I
kidnapping.
don't understand.
Off the coast of
Yeah.
Greece, that's just extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
In the past, they've waited till they've got, within, 5, 10, 15 kilometres from the coast of Israel, from international.
From Gaza.
It's
Yeah.
miles
Well, they're still in
away from
Israel.
Israel.
Yeah, that's not even Israel. Israel
Yeah.
is a fiction.
Yes, but it's a
You
fiction
know,
for.
if actually, it's interesting you say that because what are Israel's borders? They've never declared any.
No.
other than the Great Israel Project from the Euphrates to God knows where, to Uluru, no doubt. Well, they've already taken Australia.
Has your daughter been involved in this type of, in some of these armadas in the past?
In the flotilla? She was in the one last year, and she spent 5 days in an Israeli prison last year in October.
And obviously was released.
Yeah. Yes, after 5 days. The law at the time said that if they signed a piece of paper, they had to be released within 72 hours. They were not.
No.
So Israel doesn't even obey its own laws, which it invents for its own convenience, but it doesn't even invoke, you know, like any law is open to break for Israel. Mm. But she was on that last one, and, it was singularly... again, another act of piracy in international waters, kidnapped. Wow. She was charged, and the charge was illegally entering Israel.
From international waters, yes.
No, illegally entering.
That's what, that was the joke, that's what I'm saying.
She was kidnapped and taken to.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, you don't charge a kidnapping victim with burglary of the place that they're taken to, you know.
Now,
I mean, it's just absurd.
What I'd suggest to our listeners who are outraged by this, what I would suggest is ring your local federal politician right now.
Absolutely.
Or go to their office and knock on their door and show your concerns, not only your concerns, your disgust at the lack of what's happening, whether they're Greens, whether they're National, whether they're
Liberal. I'd go there. I wouldn't phone.
Yeah, just go there and demand to be heard, and if they call the police, well, that's their problem.
Yeah, and demand, the thing is to demand the immediate release of all of these people.
Absolutely.
And demand that Israel just butt out and start obeying international law, living by the rules the rest of the world lives by.
Right. Do you know how many people would be involved in this particular armada?
We've got 18 Australians.
No, total.
No, the boat, there was about 58 boats
and
of several hundred people.
Right. So obviously, I thought if they capture the mothership and the people there, other people are not going to go forward. So I assume that's their thinking. All right.
Well, they've taken more than the mothership. The anchor was on the mothership and it is one of many, like 58 ships, but... others did try to keep going. But I think the reason that they've done it this way this time is because they didn't want them to get too close.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, and I think perhaps the flotilla organisers were not expecting anything to happen this far away from...
Exactly, and that's why the Australian government needs to be forced to actually state that this is unacceptable behaviour.
Yes.
I mean, as you said, if the Chinese did it, we'd be at the beginning of World War III. Remember when the Chinese ships circumnavigated Australia legally? It was as if it was the end of the known universe. That was about 18 months ago.
Yes.
All right. Could you please keep us informed? We're doing talkback between 12:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. Friday morning. That's this morning coming. So, not necessarily you, but could people please keep us informed about what's happening? I think this is important. And maybe if you ring 3CR and ask for one of the permanent staff, we may be able to switch you to other programs to keep people, our listeners, informed about what's going on. And could you convey our congratulations to your daughter for the courage she has shown in standing up to the Israeli fascist state?
Yes, I will do that if and when I see her again. The thing is that they throw their phones overboard when they get intercepted.
That's right.
So there's now no way of contacting her until there is consular contact.
Well,
so
you just go to the local member and
not her, but our listeners. Yeah. We want our listeners to go to the local member's office now, now. Find out where the local member's office is. Obviously, some of them will be there, some of them won't. And if it's not a local member, the senator's office, and lodge your complaint now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie,
for alerting us.
And okay, thank you.
Hope to hear some good news soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.